The last time we were looking at this topic, we were able to establish the fact that it is the plan of God for us, right? And we were looking at Adam as our case study. Even from the very beginning, it was God that planted that garden for them. God wanted them to be living in joy, having pleasure, having fun. Everything was there. But unfortunately, Adam and Eve, through him, we lost it. And we're able to explain the fact that we lost it does not mean that was the end. Because God, our Father, is so caring. He wants us in pleasure. He wants us in comfort. And because of that, he even made provision through Jesus Christ as the second Adam, so that we can still truly enjoy that divine settlement that he planned even from the foundation of the world for us. So today, I want us to focus on two aspects of this spiritual or this divine settlement that we are talking about. We are going to be looking at two aspects of that divine settlement. And those two aspects are spiritual settlement and, of course, physical settlement. Those are the two aspects of it we'll be looking at today. Please turn your Bible with me to 1 Chronicles. Turn your Bible with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 17. And we are going to be reading from verses 11 to 14. 1 Chronicles 17. We are reading from verses 11 to 14. If you actually read from verses 1 to up to that, you will see this was the heart of David concerning the house of the Lord, and how the Lord God himself sent Nathan to him. And we all know the story from there. But let's read from verses 11 to 14. And it says, "It shall come to pass, when the days be expired that thou must go to be with thy fathers, that I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be one of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me an house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it from him that was before thee. But I will settle him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forevermore." May the Lord establish us forevermore in the mighty name of Jesus. David proposed to build a place of worship for God. And God was having conversation through Nathan to him. "It's a good thing that you have desired, but nonetheless, you, David, you are not the one who bring that to pass. Why? Because your hands are full with blood. However, because I am a covenant-keeping God, even from the foundation of the world, I've had this settlement within me that through you, the nations of the world will be blessed through Abraham, of whom you are a son too." And because God was still going to carry that out, he was still assuring David, this will still come to pass, but not through you, but through your son, that throne will be established forever. And I pray that prayer for us, since many of us, we are descendants of Abraham. I know many of us will claim the blessings of Abraham, that you will be established forever in the name of Jesus. So when we look at God in this conversation that he was having with David through Nathan, then we begin to bring to our heart what I call spiritual settlement. Like I told us earlier and briefly as discussed, we knew we lost that through Adam and Eve. We all know the account in Genesis chapter 3. And even the last time we were discussing this, we were so grateful unto God that through the second Adam, as we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 45 to 58, that we were restored back. But today we still do know that many, in spite of this assurance and covenant, are still not divinely settled, both spiritually and physically. And this is why we want to look at it. So when we are talking about the realm of settlement, every one of us here, we want to be spiritually settled, divinely settled. And this is why many of us, we get ourselves involved in all of these spiritual exercises that we carried out. Prayer and fasting, meditation, reading the Bible, doing all we can to apply it. But we discover that people do all of this, even at that, spiritually, they are still not settled. Why? That is the big question. Why? It is because many of us, we are not truly reconciled to God. I thank God for the Sunday school this morning. I didn't know that was the topic we were going to take. At least there was a pointer through that teaching that many of us, we are thankless. And anyone who is thankless, anyone who does not think deep to reflect on how God has been dealing with him or her spiritually, will not be settled. We'll always be worried. We'll always be tossed to and fro, even by ways of doctrines. And many we have out there now. I ask you, are you still being tossed to and fro by ways of doctrines? Are you still being deceived spiritually? Even when the Lord God himself has made that provision for us through our Lord Jesus Christ. This was the essence of his coming, that he will reconcile us and we will be settled with him to the Father. Many will have given their salvation experience, profess it, try to live it, but when you look at the life they are living, you ask yourself, these ones are still spiritually immature. And this is so sad, especially that we see it very often, even in our midst today. But I still want to thank God, for he's a loving father, if you see him as that. That regardless of how errant we might be spiritually, he's still calling on you today, he's still calling on me today. That, come, my children. This is my plan for you. I want you to be spiritually strong, spiritually settled, so that we'll be able to run the race in this world and run it to a good end, even to make it to heaven. That is his plan. That is his concern. And this we have, even as is established in all of the scriptures. Let's quickly read Ephesians 1, verses 7 to 12. Ephesians 1, I'm reading in verses 7 to 12. Here is Paul encouraging the Ephesian church again, like he encouraged the Corinthian church that we saw last time we preached this message. He said, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. This is the essence of our spiritual divine settlement, that we might be in him. This is the whole essence of the purpose of his coming, shedding his blood for you and for me. And to seal this divine agreement was what made Jesus Christ to die on that gruesome death, on that gruesome cross of Calvary. I ask you this morning, are you truly divinely settled in Him? If you do not believe in Jesus, spiritually, you cannot be divinely settled. And when I'm saying believe in Jesus, I'm not talking about you being a member of a specific church or not. I'm talking about how important is your relationship with Him is. Don't make it about any man. Don't make it about any church. Don't make it about any pastor. Make it about you and Him together. That is what we are saying. If you have not gotten to that point, if you are still making it about all other things, spiritually, you are not settled. And it is so precious to God that He sacrificed that only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. We all know John 3:16. Many of us will have confessed it or professed it or declare it or decree it, like we will say. Or are we truly living it? Please think about this. The Lord God will help us in Jesus' name. The last time we saw that through one man, death came to the world, right? When we're talking about Adam and Eve, right? Then we saw how Paul was bringing to the notice of the Corinthians church that glory be to God, through Jesus Christ, who happens to be the second Adam, there was that settlement. Today, I want us to look at the heart of Paul again, even to the Romans church, still telling us that it is through this approach, through this man, Jesus Christ, that we can be divinely settled spiritually. So please turn your Bible again with me to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. And we are going to read from verses 12 to 21. Romans chapter 12. Chapter 5. Reading in verses 12 to 21. Please follow as I read and open your heart to this. And I pray, even if you are still spiritually errant, the Lord God will say to you divinely this day in the name of Jesus. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the laws, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. Hallelujah. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Verse 16. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the Lord entered that the offense might be abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, this is more or less a parallel to what we were reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the last time we were looking at this. Through one man, we know we lost that divine settlement. But through grace, not only did we have justification, through grace, not only did we have sanctification, but through grace, through that free gift, through one man, Jesus Christ, we are all reconciled back unto the Father. Again, I ask, are you truly reconciled back to the Father? If not, you cannot and you will not be spiritually settled. But the heart of God for us, even as he's been talking to us, he wants us to be spiritually, divinely settled. In other words, don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let any law deceive you. We have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, through which divinely we are settled in him unto God. So let's quickly look at the second type of settlement, divine settlement I'm talking about. I say physical divine settlement. This is another plan and purpose of God for us. We saw this the last time too. Basically, Adam should not go about laboring, struggling, because God has planted the garden and everything was there for him. All that God said was just dress it, have fun, enjoy life. But unfortunately, not only was Adam spiritually weak, he exposed himself through Eve, a serpent came, and the sin came. But like I'm still saying, even in this physical that we live today, God's purpose is that we are divinely settled physically. And when you go through the scripture, you will see that God has intervened in the lives of so many people in the scripture for us as an example. Joseph is one of such an example. We knew all that Joseph went through. Right from day one, envy and jealousy from the most closed people to him, the family. Right? The family. And that led him to one thing or the other, to the other, to the other, even that he ended up in prison. But in all of this, God was with Joseph. In all of this, God said to him divinely, even in the physical. I don't know the pressures you are facing, whether from your family members, from your colleagues at work, your neighbors. I am still putting it to us, my brothers and sisters, that no matter how they rage, you are an overcomer through Jesus Christ if you are truly settled in Jesus. So for every physical labor, worries, toiling that we might be facing, God has made provision for us. And that's why we cannot but go into study the word of God. So that when such things arises unto us, we're able to draw strength, inspiration, confidence that if God has saved this individual and it's in the scripture, he is there to equally save me and settle me. I can imagine, if not for God, how Joseph would have ended. Not only would the dream not have come to pass, it would have been aborted, and that was the plan. And it's so sad that it was his own brothers. Right? So begin to think now deeply. People you think are very close to you, are they trying to abort your dream? If so, Please go to God and pray that, Father, give me this victory. I must be settled physically, spiritually over these powers. And you will be in Jesus' mighty name. And of course, even in the physical, there's this final, I'll call it final physical settlement that God is giving unto us. That is for who really wants it. And that is one thing that everybody talks about, but nobody wants to appreciate it. That is heaven. 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 Right? I was talking to someone yesterday. The person was trying to swim. The person was showing us the picture. And we said, you are struggling. You don't want to die. He said, yes. Oh, I don't want to die. I said, yes. All of us, we are shouting, heaven, heaven, heaven. But nobody wants to die. I said, why are you so fearful of that? If that is the way God wants to call you home, he will. But then, are you sure of where you are going to? Are you sure? But divinely, this is where God wants to settle us. This is where God wants us to be in a community together. And we are just practicing. This is a dress rehearsal of it. If people are finding it difficult to come into community as a church to worship together, I can imagine how they will feel. That is if they are ever able to make it to heaven anyway. Because in heaven, we live as a community of worshipers. That's all. That is all. But if here or not, I don't want to associate with them. They talk about me. You know, some people have even talked about this so much now, they make themselves so important. As if God takes them out of the equation will never be balanced again. Lie of the devil. Because the scripture says it. He said, if all of us refuse to worship him, he said he can raise up stones. But I pray we will not be replaced. I mean, I'm sharing this with us for us to know that, look, yes, we are important in his hand, but don't be too important to him that you cannot come into community even with fellow brethren. And these are the things that can establish us physically, spiritually, because moments of weakness will come. It is the community of believers that you have that will strengthen you. Unfortunately, we are running away from this. And things are going out of hand. And people are making mockery of the name of the Lord. Even now, it's so sad. People will say, but they are Christian, they go to church. But they don't ask them, spiritually, are they settled? Physically, are they involved? If none of this is there, how do you receive help? May the Lord God that we serve, the Lord of peace, give us peace, even as we worship together. Maybe I should quickly let us have a glance into that heaven we are talking about, so that we can appreciate it better, so that physically we can be in this community, spiritually we can be settled. Let's quickly look into Revelation chapter 21. So that thou, I pray the Holy Spirit will rekindle our heart so that we know that truly it's not just about a pastor talking, it's what the Word of God says. Revelation 21. Let me read from verses 1. To 4 here, I will jump to 10, 11, then 24, 26. Revelation 21, reading from 1 to 4. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city. I pray we will see the holy city. We will not miss it. In the name of Jesus. New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice of heaven saying, behold, The tabernacle of God is with them, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God, our God, shall wipe away all tears from our eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Spiritually, we will be settled. Physically, we will be settled. Because he said that is his plan, that is his purpose, even from the foundation of the earth. Let's again read in verses 10 to 11 of that same chapter. Verses 10 to 11 of that same chapter. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. How beautiful heaven is. I pray you will not miss it. I will not miss it. In the name of Jesus. Let's read again verses 24 to 26. That same chapter. Verses 24 to 26. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth to do bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. I pray we will all make it. I pray we will all make it in the mighty name of Jesus. Physically, we need to appreciate the fact that we are going to heaven. And that it is a beautiful place. It's God himself that designed it, that prepared it. And all we are going there to do is just praise him. All these worries, all these thoughts, all these fear, anxieties, I don't have this, I don't have that, more money, everything will stop. But we need to start preparing ourselves for that now. And this is why we are saying, brethren, it is the purpose of God to settle us divinely in the spiritual realm, even in the physical realm. And when you begin to enjoy that divine settlement, even right from here, then that will make you to appreciate the fact that there's a greater one awaiting me when I make it to heaven. I pray we'll make it. I will make it successfully in Jesus' name. This is the end of the message for today. I ask you, spiritually, are you settled? Physically, are you settled? Divine settlement is within our reach, particularly if you are in Christ Jesus. That was why Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Are you here? And you want to come to him? Let's bow our head. Let's be seated. Let's bow our head. If you don't like standing up, that's fine. But pray it. The Lord, I want to be settled spiritually. I need your rest. Take away all these physical worries that is drawing me down. Pray that prayer. All this labor, all this toiling, all this fear, anxiety, pray to God to take it away, to take them away. But like I said, if you are not in Christ, in other words, you have not given your life to Christ, I am afraid if you can be settled divinely, because you are not even known by him, then how does he work on your behalf? Even I've spoken to you about how beautiful heaven is, and he told us, which I believe, he said, "I go to prepare a place for you, a beautiful place." He says, it's coming for you, it's coming for me. Are you prepared? If you have not given your life to Christ, please pray now. If you have given to him, you are dilly-dallying. I've told us, don't play church, don't play pastor, don't play anything. It's about one-on-one relationship with our maker, your maker, my maker. The one who created us from the beginning. Even when we lost it, he sent his son to reconcile us back. Please talk to him now. Holy Spirit of God. We open ourselves before you now in spirit and in truth. That divinely you will settle us. Spiritually you will settle us. Because it is through that we are justified. It is through that we can be consecrated unto you. Please, Lord, help us. Even that in the physical that we still live here on earth, you have promised to settle us. You did it for Joseph, even when all of the families were against him. I know you can do it for us. Is there anyone who is being pressed from all sides, from worries of life, from labor, from toiling? Lord, this day, settle such individual in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that provision that we have in Christ Jesus. We are grateful, Lord. He told all he has gone to prepare a place for us. I pray that we will not miss it. Say, I'm going to prepare a mansion for you. And when I come, I will take you there. Lord, please, let me not miss my mansion. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. No doubt there are challenges here that I'm faced with. But I know with your help and the help of the Holy Spirit, I will make it. I pray the prayer for my brothers that they will make it. Masika Shantalaba. Yes, Lord, help us to make it. Even where self is coming in between me and you, Lord, I humble myself this morning. And I pray, take that self away from me. Those are the things that can steal our divine settlement. Where pride, anger, still ruling us. Lord, please take them away from us. In the name of Jesus. Where confusion. From the things we hear, from the things we see, from the things we read about is coming, confusing us. Lord, please make our heart to be consecrated unto you, particularly unto your word. Release upon us as your people the grace to truly live the scripture for you. In the name of Jesus. Or where many of us have been making it to be about a man or a particular church group, Lord, give us greater spiritual understanding of what you are saying to us, that it's all about you. Help us, O Lord. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Please rise to your feet. God bless you. Please rise to your feet. Thank you. I want us to pray a prayer. And that prayer is that, Father, physically, settle Jesus Palace. Let's pray it. We need a place of worship for our God. That was the heart of David in 1 Chronicles that we read. It was a good thing in his heart, but it was brought about by Solomon. But it's in our heart today that God, please, set to us yourself physically in a place of worship that befits you, so that your children will be physically, spiritually settled. So that people will not be doing buying and selling, window shopping. Rather, they will be settled to receive your truth. We'll be settled to receive your truth in the name of Jesus. And even for us that are settled, that Lord will not be deceived.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Kashama Santa Lava. Yekele Prasuka La Prashanta Lava. Thank you that your truth, according to your word, continue to set us free. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. King of glory, we return the praises unto you this morning. Thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega. Thank you. Because you are even here before we came. Because you have told us in your word that where two or three of us are gathered in your name, you are in our midst. And this is why we say thank you for your presence here today. Thank you for the prayer group meeting. Thank you for the Sunday school session. Thank you for the baptismal class. We are very grateful even for the praise and worship session. Thank you for the announcement, the giving back unto your kingdom work. We are grateful. Even for strengthening us to work to be able to give back a token. Thank you for those who are faithful giving the tithes into your church. I pray that your word be proved in their lives. That windows of heaven be opened unto us. And we equally pray for those that are struggling with this truth, the Lord will set them free. And for those that are having the desire but do not have the means, Lord, please open windows of heaven unto them. Divinely settle them in their career, in their job. In the name of Jesus. Thank you even for the word session. Thank you for giving us the heart to preach the truth of your word. I know many may look at it that, oh, they are not preaching current sermon or whatever, but we preach as you are given. We preach not to what the people want to hear, but what you have given. Therefore, Father, let this word continue to transform us from inside out. In the name of Jesus. So that people will see us and see your light and give you praise. Blessed be your name, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.